We'll call to order the Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources. Today is, what day is today?
Tuesday,
February 7th, 2012. And we've got a work session. We have a fairly brief agenda work session. And staff?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Today we have the Department of State Lands to request an increase in their other funds expenditure limitation. And Louise Soliday, the director, is here to explain her request.
Morning, Louise Soliday, Director of the Department of State Lands. We have a request today for an increase in our other funds expenditure limitation in the amount of $468,125. This is to cover our costs of fire suppression on our Eastern Oregon lands during the 2011 fire season, and also for the rehab work that we went in to do and still need to do on those lands. We signed an agreement back in 2007 to have the Bureau of Land Management do our firefighting for us, as opposed to trying to create our own firefighting force for our Eastern Oregon rangelands. That MOU has worked very well for us. We do not have large fire costs in most years, but last year we had a couple of larger fires on our lands. The costs that we reimburse the Bureau of Land Management for include aircraft, engines and dozers, crews and supplies for the fires that they fight for us. The fires that are fought through the coordination center, the Northwest Fire Coordination Center. Sometimes the Forest Service will also come in and fight fires on our land at the request of the BLM. We reimburse through the BLM. They'll reimburse the Forest Service for those that portion of the costs. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
I'll get us started. Could you explain what type of lands these are on, and why do you contract with the BLM rather than the Department of Forestry, or is it rangeland fires?
Co-Chair Edwards, yes, for the most part, these are rangeland fires, and our lands are interspersed with the Bureau of Land Management lands, and so it's most efficient for us to use the BLM to fight fires, because they are normally fighting fires on both their lands and our lands and some private lands that are interspersed in those rangelands in Eastern Oregon.
Senator Thompson?
Yeah, how many acres did that affect this last summer? And did any of the fires come from federal forest fires, like national protected, that the feds allowed just to burn?
Co-Chair Edwards and Senator Thompson, about 7,000 acres of our lands were affected by fires last summer. In terms of the second question, repeat the second part.
Well, like we had a fire in the Mount Hood National Wilderness
yes.
area,
and
the feds let it burn. And I believe that didn't get over on any state forest lands, but I'm not aware if there's BLM lands up there, and if that's so, could we send the bill to the federal government?
Co-Chair Edwards and Senator Thompson, that did not happen to us this year. It did happen to us on a parcel 2 years ago in Northeast Oregon. In Union County, where the Forest Service allowed a fire to burn that started in a wilderness area, and it eventually burned onto a forest parcel that we owned, which had significant timber resources on it, which were mostly lost in that fire. We've actually filed an insurance claim through the Forest Service insurance program. To date, we have not had a response from them on that insurance claim.
Surprise.
Follow up.
Well, what do we do about that now, then? Is there anything worth trying?
So, Co-Chair Edwards and Senator Thompson, they're still processing the claim, so we just haven't gotten an answer back. We're not optimistic that we're going to recover. Most landowners don't try this. We decided we would try it because we had had an appraisal done right before the fire. We knew what the value was. Pre-fire, we had an appraisal done post-fire, so we knew exactly what the loss was. We'll see if they'll reimburse us for that loss. We did do a salvage sale there, so we did get some value off of it after the fire, but not nearly what we would have pre the fire.
Well, we have a quiet committee this morning. Senator Przanski, would you like to introduce your guest?
Sure, Mr. Co-Chair. Colleagues, sitting to my right is Sawyer Corson. Sawyer is interning me this session for his, I assume, community service work for school. And maybe we should have Sawyer actually introduce himself as to where he goes to school and maybe what his ambitions are.
Hello, my name is Sawyer Corson. I go to Spencer's Butte Middle School in Southeast Eugene. And
Spartans.
Yeah.
I went to Spencer Butte.
We knew you'd like me.
And so we have a mentorship project where we have to have a mentor, and basically your mentor teaches you what they do. And I wanted to have a mentor who's a politician, so I asked Senator my dad asked Senator Przanski. Thank you, Senator Przanski. And that's me. Thank you.
Cool. Well, welcome to the legislature, and you are now on the record forever.
Yeah, and so I just guess, as he was trying to say, being the mentor means I've got the gray hair, so hopefully something will rub off on him.
I'd like to welcome Senator Przanski to our subcommittee, and everybody should notice that he's in better shape, must be, than the senator he replaced, because he can carry his own computer to the meeting. Welcome, Floyd.
President McClain.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Director, would you get back to the chairs of the committee and maybe the rest of us as to the response officially from the federal government in that regard? I think, you know, there is the Federal Tort Claim Act as well as some insurance program, which I'm unaware of. But I do think, Mr. Chair, this is a problem that is causing repercussions in sales of small timberlands that border national forests, as well as costing of northeastern ranches, because when you have such enormous ownership by the federal government in eastern Oregon, and you have, by most reasonable folks, the acknowledgement that the federal lands have not been managed to a stewardship model, or certainly into a fire protection model, and then the federal government chooses through its agencies to allow burns to proceed, they are making the choice to put in peril private property and the property of the state of Oregon. And if they choose that path, then they need to be financially responsible for their choices. And so I'm highly interested to know the outcome of this, as well as, I think, in the long term, the financial impact on fire suppression costs and the insurance costs for eastern Oregon forest lands is being impacted by the federal government's decisions. That, in turn, affects our job here and may have to be something that, from a policy standpoint, or perhaps from our Attorney General standpoint, something aggressive stance that we need to take, because this is an example which unfortunately has been repeated. I know from my private experience that the state of Oregon was not the only victim of the federal government's choice to not suppress fire. And so it would be helpful to know their response, and I think, Mr. Chair, or all co-chairs, that might be something you all might want to think that we should think about addressing, and how we get money for the loss that's incurring. And again, I want to emphasize, the market is already starting to reflect the government's mismanagement, because it used to be an advantage being next to federal forest lands. And right now, you know, there's evidence that the market is actually starting to deduct because when you're in with small forest lands, because you're next to this huge neighbor that may or may not seek to suppress their fire. And if it rolls onto your property and consumes your asset, well, tough darts. And that's certainly not a policy view that I subscribe to, and I would hope other members of the committee would agree.
Very well put, Representative McLean.
So, Co-Chair Edwards and Representative McLean, we'd be happy to keep the committee posted on what we hear back from the Forest Service and whether we think there's any other recourse we have available to us.
Thank you.
I assume the next time that we actually hear from the Forest Service will probably be about 2013.
During fire season. Yeah.
Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I heard you say that we were affected by about 7,000 acres. I think my staff report lists that as maybe 4,500 or less. I'm not sure where this other acreage is and if that's important. The money, I think, is that we're allocating for is for roughly that 4,500 acres. Is that correct?
Co-Chair Edwards and Co-Chair Jensen, yes. If I said 7,000, I misspoke. So our impacted acreage was about 4,500. The biggest fire was one that was about 7,000 acres that affected a large portion of one of our parcels and BLM land as well. Sorry. Thanks for for pointing that out.
I just needed a clarification.
Yes.
And maybe it's a question for staff, and maybe it's for you. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
No, please, Mr. Co-Chair.
In this, in the likelihood, let me be as positive about this as I can, that the federal government decides to pay for the sins of their ways, how do we handle that appropriation of money from the federal government there then?
So, Co-Chair Edwards and Co-Chair Jensen, so when if we receive insurance funds, it will come into our department as a reduction of expenses against these fire costs, and so we would not use the other funds limitation to pay for fire costs. In this case, we didn't pay any fire costs for the fire that burned 2 years ago. The Forest Service, I shouldn't say that. We probably did pay the BLM back 2 years ago for that particular fire. I'd have to go back and look at those records. So we would do a reduction of expense, not need other funds limitation that we would currently spend out of the common school fund and would use the insurance proceeds instead.
Or, Mr. Chair, if they were reimbursed for money that they already expended, it would go back into the common school fund.
Right.
So there's no way for the big co-chairs to get their hands on that?
No. Just constitutionally dedicated money.
The room's not quite long enough.
There's an old saying, where there's a will, there's a way. Thank you.
Any other questions for Director Soliday from members of the committee? Okay. Ms. Pearson, do you have anything for us today?
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, Lisa Pearson with the Department of Administrative Services, and we will recommend that the subcommittee approve the request.
Thank you. And staff.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, LFO is recommending that an increase of $468,125 other fund expenditure limitation be included in a budget reconciliation bill.
Okay, so we have a recommendation.
So moved.
Okay, so Co-Chair Jensen has moved the LFO recommendation as read into the record by LFO staff. Are there any questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, short songs, stories about the recommendation?
Is it a short joke?
No.
Sensitive.
Okay. Seeing no discussion, are there any objections to the recommendation? Seeing none, so moved.
I tower in at 5.
Is there any other business before the committee today?
No, Mr. Chair, I just let you know that on Thursday you will be hearing requests from the from Dogami and the Department of Fish and Wildlife for other fund, federal fund increases.
Okay. Anything for the good of the order? Okay. Seeing none, we are adjourned. Oh, wait, really quick before I drop the gavel.
Yeah, on the, what is it specifically, ODFW's?
I don't have that information, sorry. But I can get that to you.
Oh, okay. This is kind of our way of, somebody's way of playing I Got a Secret.
Paul Siebert, blame him.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. We've got somebody to hang up on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.
So, someone told me you.